Now, boys and girls, let's continue as we think of that man, Jacob. And you remember Jacob, of course, the son of Isaac, and Isaac was the son of Abraham. And so how the Bible continues to tell us how God worked his purpose out in these different families in those early days. Now, Jacob, you recall then, went to that place, Bethel, because he had to flee from his brother Esau on account of that trick, as you might say, that he played on Esau, his brother. The Lord is very gracious, though, and the Lord appears to Jacob at Bethel, and he tells him that he's going to be good to him, and he's going to do him good. And so Jacob, you recall, responds. He reacts to what God says, and he promises that one day he'll come back to Bethel, and he'll give to God a tenth of everything that God has given to him. Well, Jacob goes away then to his uncle Laban in the land of Syria. And after years, he then gets married to his wife called Rachel. And then they have many, many children. They have lots of children. They become known as the sons of Jacob. And eventually, they become known as the children of Israel because Jacob has his name changed to Israel. Well, after many years, then Jacob decides, under God's guidance, that it is time to come back to the land of Canaan again, and that he will go to Bethel, to the altar that he has built there at Bethel, and he will give to God what he promised to give to God, a tenth of everything that he had. So off he goes in that journey. But you can imagine this, boys and girls, that he's a bit fearsome as he starts that journey, because you see, Esau is still back there in the land of Canaan. And so Jacob realizes that when he meets up with Esau, Esau is probably going to be very angry on account of what Jacob done those many years before. And so Jacob is really frightened of meeting up with Esau, his twin brother, once more. Now, as they come near the land of Canaan, the Bible tells us that Jacob one night began to pray. And as he began to pray to God, he had a vision. And in this vision, a man wrestled with Jacob, it says, until the going down of the sun, until daybreak, until day came. Now, that man, really, we're to understand, was our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you remember, the Bible shows us that our Lord Jesus Christ very often appeared in this world in the Old Testament days before he was born into this world as a baby in Bethlehem's manger. And then he went on in this world to live and to die for our salvation. And so this wrestling match, as you might say, went on. And when it was coming near daybreak, this one who wrestled with Jacob said to him, "Let me go, because the day is beginning to break." And Jacob said a very marvelous thing, boys and girls. He said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." And he realized, you see, that he had hold of God, as it were, and he wanted a blessing from the Lord his God. And that's a very good lesson to remember. When we believe that God is speaking to us, or God is being gracious to us, or that we are hearing God speaking to us, then we should hold on to God and ask God to bless us and grant us a blessing. And so we're told how Jacob, in fact, got a blessing that night, because this one who wrestled with him said to him this. He said, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Jacob." And he said, "Well, your name shall be called not Jacob anymore, but it shall be called Israel." And so Jacob got the name of Israel. And as I say then, there began really what you would call the children of Israel, and all the sons of Jacob, the sons of Israel. And so all of that name then begins to be written on the pages of God's word. Well, he came then to meet Esau. And you know, when you're coming into some frightening circumstance, your heart begins to pound. And no doubt Jacob's heart was pounding at the thought of meeting up with Esau once more. But again, you know, God had done a wonderful thing, boys and girls, because in some way the heart of Esau wasn't hard against his brother. And instead of going out with vengeance against him and anger against him, the Bible tells us that he went forth and they embraced one another. And in fact, Esau said to Jacob, "Come to my house, bring all your family to my house and stay with me." Jacob didn't do that, of course, because maybe at that point, Jacob still intended to get back to Bethel and to do for God what he had promised to do. Then a very bad thing happens. Instead of turning towards Bethel, to that altar that he had made there at the beginning, Jacob turned in another direction to a place called Shechem. And when he got to Shechem, he built a new altar there, and he even called that altar the altar of the God of Israel, the God of Jacob. Well, things went very, very bad for Jacob at Shechem, and there were a lot of bad things happened to him until God came again in his goodness to Jacob, boys and girls, and he said, "Now, Jacob, I want you to rise up, and I want you to go to Bethel, and go to the altar that you built there at Bethel, and call upon the name of the Lord." And another very important lesson, you see, boys and girls, that when we promise things to God, by God's grace, we should try to keep those promises. And when a person gives their life to God in Jesus Christ the Lord, then they're to go on trying ever to do those things that God tells them to do. You see, Jacob should have gone back to the altar at Bethel. He built another altar, but God didn't want another altar. God wanted him to go to that altar that he made at the first and there fulfill his promise to him. And so you see, as we said at the beginning with regards to Jacob, Jacob is a great lesson to us of how good and gracious and kind and long-suffering God is. Because Jacob did wrong things in his life, but God came time and time and time again and lifted up Jacob and told him to do right things. And when he did those right things in his life, then he knew the blessing of obeying God. And you see, don't you see this above all things, boys and girls, with regards to Adam and Eve there at the beginning, with regards to Noah, with regards to Abraham and Isaac, with regards to Jacob now, all the people that we read about in the pages of the Word of God, the great lesson is this, that we are to obey God. We are to do what God says. That's faith. And the Bible says that we must have faith, we must believe what God says. And above all things, we must believe what God says about our salvation. And that is by believing in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And the great lesson of the Bible really is that we are to believe the Lord our God with all our hearts. We are to have faith in him. We are to trust in him. We are to do what he says. And when Jacob hears God's voice speaking and does what he says, then Jacob rejoices and knows the blessings in his life of doing what God says. Now remember that above all things, that's the great lesson of the Word of God. It's the great lesson in Jacob, that when he did what God says, then he was happy in his life. He was glad in his life. And when he went off in those other directions, then God in his goodness came and turned him back into the right way once again. Amen.